news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, all y'all that said, I just got to get some rain on this yard. It's drying up. You happy now? Some of those totals over 7 inches for areas of Mobile County. We'll talk more about that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up on this edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here. Kane's got our traffic.
Good morning from the Pinsentons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Overturned cement truck at Cushla McLeod Road. Just could be just near Dogwood Trail. Also, Springdale Boulevard between Dolphin and the East I-65 Service Road clearing. It powers out at Theodore Dawes Road from Old Pass Cagoula to I-10 as Alabama Power is replacing a pole there. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar at the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy the music of John David Anthony tonight, co-founder of Wet Willie. It all starts at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and a high in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
All right, rain came fast and heavy yesterday for areas of Mobile County. More details on that coming up right now with Kelly and the headlines here on Mobile Mornings.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Severe weather swept through our area on Thursday, bringing along lightning and flooding and plenty of water rescues. According to the Mobile Fire Rescue Department's Facebook page, crews responded to more than 60 water rescues between the hours of 3 and 8 p.m., while also responding to dozens of motor vehicle accidents and battling two residential fires. Job well done, third shift, though the shift is not over and there is work still to be done. You deserve all the praise this day. That message on their Facebook page goes on to say special kudos to our EMS division for stepping in and staffing a water rescue truck for several hours, providing much-needed support to the on-duty crews and stranded motorists across the city of Mobile. Making news out of Montgomery, Governor Kay Ivey has announced that she has lung cancer. Ivey confirmed that her doctor found a spot on her lung in the last few weeks and that tests determined that it was, quote, a tiny, isolated malignancy. This morning, the governor is scheduled to undergo an outpatient treatment at UAB, and that will then be followed by radiation treatments. Governor Kay Ivey's doctor says he does expect the governor to make a full recovery. The governor released a statement in part saying, quote, I welcome your prayers and your support, just as so many others who have been affected by cancer. I am confident of God's plan and purpose for my life and feel extremely fortunate this was caught so early. May God continue to bless each of you and the great state of Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A deluge of rain forced Mobile Fire Rescue to make more than 60 water rescues Thursday afternoon and into the evening. One of those rescues happened at a house on Pine Hill Drive in Midtown Mobile. Floodwater forced drivers to abandon their cars on Dolphin Street at I-65 and at Spring Hill Medical Center. Also Thursday, a lightning strike is being blamed for a house fire in the Ashland Place neighborhood of Mobile. Two local men were on board a small plane that crash landed in a cotton field in Calhoun County, Florida. Pilot Zachary Lauren of Fairhope landed that plane northeast of Panama City. His passenger, Matthew Taylor of Mobile County, neither was injured. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey will be in Birmingham today to begin treatment for cancer. The governor made that announcement yesterday. Her diagnosis comes after her family doctor found a cancerous spot on one of her lungs. For WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency in Mobile or lionfrycadden.com.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Dr. Bill is on the way with our weekend weather scale, plus a discussion of the significant flooding for Mobile County yesterday, and those flash floods. We'll get to that around 7:35. Right now, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and your CBD store.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Plenty of action on the calendar this weekend. It starts with women's tennis just about all day at the Yarbrough Tennis Center in Auburn, the Marlis Groover Fall Invitational. Men's tennis is in Columbia, South Carolina. Women's golf is in Franklin, Tennessee. Equestrian is in Martin, Tennessee to take on Oklahoma State after winning the season opening competition against UT Martin yesterday. Volleyball has two matches at Western Michigan. Football after this from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Tomorrow is game day. Today, travel day for Auburn football. Always a key for Gus Malzahn, the run game, a challenge against a capable Texas A&M defense.
The run defense is very good. You know, what always stood out to me last year and this year is their run fits. I mean, their linebackers know their gaps, and their gap integrity on defense in run fits is very impressive. They do a good job of, setting the edge. They do a good job on their back end, and they mix up their coverages with their pressures and everything. And last year they did a very good job against us. You know, I think we were fortunate to win that game, the way we played offensively, if it wasn't for the last two series.
Tigers and Aggies get going at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. on Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbatchelorandson.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and a high in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning from the Vincenton's Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Part of the roadway is blocked off. Power out at Theodore Dawes Road between Old Pass, Cagoula, and I-10. Alabama Power on the scene replacing a pole, but again, they've closed part of the roadway down. Also, we've got an overturned cement truck at Kusla-McLeod Road near Dogwood Trail. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Georgia Southern Thursday night, October 3rd, in a key Sunbelt Conference football game at Land People Stadium. Kickoff's at 6:30 with a free tailgate and concert in the parking lot starting at 5. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. And let's still talk about the aftermath of the flooding yesterday and get some actual totals from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just about 10, 12 minutes here. Beth says all the streets there feeding Brooklyn around Airbus, like Michigan Broad, Duval, those were all heavily flooded yesterday evening. She said a lot of fun getting home at 7 p.m. It was like, from about 3 to about 8, well, 3 to about 7, 7:30 last night. It was some areas of town getting over 7 inches of rain in just that short period of time. Obviously, that is the makings for flash flooding. That's not even something you can almost engineer your way out of. I mean, when you can't drain that much water.
Yeah, you know, those emergency things that come up on your phone. I'm used to seeing like the flash flood and saw that a couple times yesterday. For the first time, I saw one of those emergency warnings pop up where it said, MPD encourages people to not go on the road. Right. I hadn't seen that from one of the emergency alerts before.
It was, and it was, yeah. And of course, it was going off on through the station, which, by the way, so y'all know, I mean, this is as holding a federal license, EMS, EAS will take over the station. When the EAS alert goes out, it does it automatically. We don't push a button.
Right.
It's so if somebody wasn't here, you always get those alerts for the safety of the people. So we don't put those on. But in addition, of course, most people have them on their smartphones now too. So you've got to go in from our radio station, got to go in on your smartphone. That's one of my discussions. You know, we always talk about distracted driving and did we need texting and driving laws or should we just enforce distracted driving? Well, I'll tell you what, when those alerts go off on my phone, and I'm trying to drive.
You swerve.
And you can't, and they won't stop making noise for like 30, 45 seconds. That's a big distraction.
Seriously.
To somebody driving. So if we're going to start picking, picking on people for distracted driving things, this is dangerous to say holding a federal license about to go into renewal year, but I just continue to be honest about my opinions. They need to work that out, because if people are in their vehicles and they're trying to pay attention to what's going on, mm-hmm. and those alerts are going on one after another on their phone, the people need to know the information, but they don't need to have that loud distraction in the
Seriously,
vehicle.
Yeah. And when you're at home, you know, it comes on the TV, and if you don't know where your phone is, there's been so many times where I'm with a sleeping baby in the room.
You're like, no!
Running around, first trying to find the remote to turn the TV alert off, and then trying to find the phone. Yeah, those things are loud, but I guess for a good reason.
It is, but I'm just wondering about the distraction when you're in your vehicle. I don't know. 722 FM Talk 106.5. I know this. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Also, we'll find out what's cooking with Alec Naiman. And it happened, or did it happen, last night, this morning, it's 3 a.m. Mountain Time. They were supposed to raid Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard any news on this?
Well, the number one trending topic on Twitter right now, hashtag live from the Area 51 raid.
People did go?
People showed up.
Did they get arrested?
I'm not sure. We'll have to check in and find out.
But if they did, would the government ever let us know?
We need to find someone live on the scene to check in.
All right, start working on that on Twitter.
Okay.
We'll get that to y'all. Remember, text line 343-0106. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Thursday's downpour of rain led to sewer overflows in our area. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System released this statement saying Moss is currently experiencing sanitary sewer overflows as a result of heavy rain and flooding. The waterways affected are Eslava Creek, Three Mile Creek, and Dog River. A complete list of overflow locations and volumes will be provided once all overflows have stopped. Moss Sewer System is designed to collect and convey wastewater to a Moss wastewater treatment plant. And during heavy rains, stormwater infiltrates and inundates aging sewer lines, causing manholes to overflow. Though highly diluted, the wastewater enters storm drains that lead directly to creeks and streams. Health Department precautions regarding contact with impacted water and seafood preparation should be followed. Again, that message coming to us from Moss, Mobile Area Water and Sewer System. National news impacting gun owners as Colt is suspending production of AR-15 rifles for civilian sales. The president and chief executive officer said, quote, "The fact of the matter is that over the last few years, the market for modern sporting rifles has experienced significant excess manufacturing capacity. And given this level of manufacturing capacity, we believe that there is an adequate supply for modern sporting rifles for the foreseeable future." He goes on to say, "We want to assure you that Colt is committed to the Second Amendment, highly values its customers, and continues to manufacture the world's finest quality firearms for the consumer market. Colt does currently have contracts and supplies rifles to military and law enforcement personnel worldwide." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Aggies of Texas A&M. On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cat, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar. And D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Linda Sewell with Coca-Cola. We are proud to be a sponsor of the 2019 Alabama Coastal Cleanup, which brings thousands of volunteers together to get the trash out of the splash. Coca-Cola is dedicated to working toward a world without waste. We're proud to support the Alabama Coastal Cleanup with its 2019 recycling and cleanup efforts. Join us on September 21st for the 2019 Alabama Coastal Cleanup. Go to alabamacoastalcleanup.com.
Sponsored by Alabama Pals, ADCNR, and the station.
725 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. You'll say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk inventory, Larry.
Well, we got a bunch of inventory. We got cars, trucks, SUVs, and after yesterday, they're all clean.
he got the car wash on the whole lot, as all South Alabama did yesterday. Let's talk about, you talk about that great selection and inventory. Pick out some for us to look at. What, one in trucks or SUVs or cars?
I got a special hunting camp truck we just traded for. It's an extended cab Z71-05 model. Four-wheel drive, air conditioning works, transmission's good. Everything that four-wheel drive's good. About for $4,000.
I think that truck just got sold. That's what people are looking for this time of year, that third vehicle. Also, your options in financing are great.
The financing is tremendous. We got credit unions that are real aggressive right now. I think they're competing with each other to see who can get the best deal and the best rate. So we got several different options that way.
All right, give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Yeah, we all got the car wash yesterday, some more than others. It was seen from the text line, people asking those rainfall totals. It was as low, a weird thing, like you look at Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was sunny all day in Pensacola. I don't think they got much for rain. It was pretty specific. Now, as you get into Mobile and Baldwin counties, you had areas that got way more rain. I mean, some areas got like an inch of rain. Mm-hmm. I think out at the airport, which is wild, Mobile County Airport, Dr. Bill will tell us, it's somewhere between 1 and 2 inches. Then out at the USA campus, it was like 4, which is near my house. And then Dauphin, the area around Dauphin 65.
Right near Spring Hill.
Yeah, right near Spring Hill Hospital, mm-hmm. You know, and then, because I left from here, it was, airport in 65 is where our studios are, and when I left here around 2:50 or something, I had a meeting at 3 up at Dauphin in 65, it was already starting to rain pretty good here, and we had rain during midday Mobile, remember we took some pictures there, it was pouring during the show, but it didn't really kick in until about 3:30, I'm in this meeting up there. It was already pretty flooded. I came by Atlanta Bread and all that on Dauphin Street, and the water was... I opened my door on my truck for a second to make sure I wasn't getting too deep.
Yeah.
Went through there, then and parked, and then it rained. I was in that meeting for like 2 hours, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained sideways, and the lightning popping. Holy cow, with the lightning popping. It was right on top of us for quite a while. And then I started getting pictures in on my phone. My wife was on Dauphin Street on the other side of 65 over toward down towards McConnell. And she's seeing flooding all over the place there. I'm seeing flooding on the other side. Looks like that area of town and of Mobile County, 7 to 8 inches of rain falling in like four and a half hours.
Crazy. The video that's out there on Facebook and Twitter, I've never seen anything like it here in Mobile.
It's a heck of a bunch of water to get at one time. We'll walk through those numbers with Dr. Bill and talk about the weekend ahead. You do feel it's a little cooler out there now. This hangs on for a few days. We can hope. All right. He'll tell us more about that. Weekend weather scale and tropical weather, all straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey will be in Birmingham today to begin treatment for cancer. The governor made the announcement yesterday. Her diagnosis comes after her family doctor found a cancerous spot on one of her lungs. A new fleet of vehicles for the Pritchard Police Department. On Thursday, the city announced they are getting 20 new Tahoes for the Pritchard Police Department. Mobile's fire department received a $2 million federal grant. That grant will allow the department to hire 12 new firefighters. A Niceville High School student was arrested Thursday after threatening to shoot another student after a fight. Agulhas County Sheriff's deputies charged the 15-year-old boy with threatening to use a firearm in a violent manner. And a deluge of rain forced Mobile Fire Rescue to make more than 60 water rescues Thursday afternoon and into the evening. Floodwater forced drivers to abandon their cars on Dauphin Street at I-65 and at the Spring Hill Medical Center. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty
Guarantee Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump will learn today about military options for responding to an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil industry, an assault the administration blames on Iran. Officials say he'll be briefed about airstrike possibilities and also be warned there could be war. The area around Houston still coping with up to 4 feet of rain dumped by the remains of Tropical Storm Imelda. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says no relief yet.
It's no wonder that we still have 8 million Americans under some sort of flood threat today, including the greater Houston region, and it extends all the way towards southwestern Louisiana.
At least 2 people died in the downpours, and authorities carried out hundreds of water rescues. From Johannesburg to Portland, Oregon, they're rallying around the world today in what's expected to be the biggest ever expression of climate concern. Thousands of businesses also hanging up banners and advertising. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Senate's most vocal critic of the tech industry has offered a challenge to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Sell your WhatsApp and Instagram properties to prove you're serious about protecting data privacy. It may have been more than Zuckerberg expected from his private meeting with Senator Josh Hawley, a conservative Republican from Missouri, in his Capitol Hill office. Zuckerberg left yesterday's meeting, one of several with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, without answering questions from reporters. Apple's iOS 13 software update comes with plenty of private enhancements, though in some cases you need to take the time to understand how they work. Among the changes, you'll be able to sign in to third-party services with your Apple ID account rather than Facebook's or Google's. You'll also get more notices and warnings about apps tapping location data. The free update is available now for existing iPhones and will ship with new models out today. Crude oil up 45 cents at $58.64 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, I mean, we asked for a little bit of rain here to help the yards and stuff, but that was out of control yesterday.
That's usually the case here. When it does, when it does rain, we get more than we really need.
Wow.
Yeah, 4.85 inches of rain out at the University of South Alabama, and radar indicated 6 to 7, even more than 7 inches of rain around the Spring Hill area here in Mobile. And a big cluster of thunderstorms that just remained about stationary across the city as a cold front moved in. Cold front slowed down as it got to the coast, and of course that all came in Mobile County with some very, very heavy rainfall and flash flooding. Things are going to be a lot better today.
Looks like some dry air is moving in, and it's going to keep temperatures close to normal. Be mostly sunny, about 88 degrees for this afternoon, and then mostly clear, upper 60s tonight. And then for the weekend, mostly sunny tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. There is a slight chance of a shower, mainly near the coast tomorrow. And then on Sunday, should be mostly sunny again, and about 90 degrees for the high, but of course, low humidity. Looking into the early part of next week, really good Monday, sunny, about 92 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny, again in the low 90s. And then Wednesday, we may see an isolated thunderstorm and temperatures in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, I would complain about the amount of rain we got here at home yesterday, but I looked to Houston, and you and I were talking about it a second ago. What are they looking at? What's the rainfall total for 3 days over there?
Oh, it's incredible. Between Houston and Beaumont, in that area, over 40 inches of rain. I think the latest I heard was somewhere around 42 inches of rain over about a three-day period. Yeah, it's unreal. And, of course, Interstate 10 closed and long stretches there throughout the eastern portion of Texas. A real, real problem. And this is the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Amelia, which is right there along the coast. That's where it developed and then moved immediately inland. But it's been hanging around. It looks like gradually all that rain will dissipate or at least move on up to the north and towards Oklahoma.
All right. Let's talk about other tropical weather out there.
Yeah, we still have a named storm, and that is Jerry, which is northeast of the Leeward Islands. Jerry is moving out toward the open waters of the Atlantic. It's a minimal hurricane. But we do have a series of tropical waves, and there's the potential for one or more of these developing over the next few days. One of them's in the Caribbean, the Eastern Caribbean. Another one halfway between the Caribbean islands and the coast of Africa. And then another one just coming off the coast of Africa. And so we'll be watching all these waves over several days because there's going to be at least one of those has a good chance of developing.
All right, Dr. Bill, weekend is here. Maybe, like you said, the rain is essentially gone. It is time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, it looks really good with mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday, and temperatures will be a little bit above normal. And of course, there is that slight chance of a shower tomorrow over South Mobile County. I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8830.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It is.
Where we've been lately, I'll take that.
And the humidity will be on the low side, and we will see some temperatures getting into the upper 60s at night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Got headlines on the way and traffic with Kane next.
If you love the outdoors along the great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. They bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during Dockside Reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. alabamacaregivers.com.
Good morning from the Vincentons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have accidents in Florida and Imogene, also Theodore Dawes Road in Spanish Trail, and Spring Hill and Mobile, also overturned cement truck at Cushland and McLeod Road near Dogwood Trail. Also power still out at Theodore Dawes Road for Volpass Cagoula I-10 as Alabama Power is replacing a pole there. The Alabama Wrestling Alliance has teamed up with Kane's Warrior Kids for a childhood cancer fundraiser tomorrow night for Colin McKinney, a four-year-old battling leukemia at the Bayou La Batre Civic Center. Get details at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Also, Dalton's birthday.
Woo woo.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Go, Dalton.
All
it's
right,
your
birthday. Luke.
What you gonna do tonight?
Oh, let's see. Well, I'll probably do, you know, fun stuff that a
fun
parent of
stuff.
A 7-month-old would do. So I guess that means probably order in some Chinese food and maybe watch a movie parts of the time while the baby cries.
Right. Man, you're living the life. Well, happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
7:42, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Florida man sentenced here in Mobile in a federal courtroom. 40-year-old Tobias Deshaun McKay of Fort Myers, Florida, received 26 years and 8 months in prison for several drug and firearm possession charges. According to U.S. Attorney Richard W. Moore, McKay was arrested after making contact with an undercover informant working with the Homeland Security and then agreeing to meet that informant here in Mobile so he could purchase cocaine, which he planned to take back to South Florida with the intent to sell those narcotics there. McKay came to the port city with cash and jewelry to exchange for 2 kilograms of cocaine. Once placed under arrest, authorities found 4 guns and marijuana as well. McKay was arrested and charged for attempt to distribute cocaine, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and using and carrying or possessing a firearm in relation to or in furtherance of a drug trafficking felony. He pleaded guilty to these charges back in April. In your health news this morning, a 7th person has died, and this death linked to vaping. The Centers for Disease Control's latest update says that 530 cases of the illness have been confirmed. While a specific cause has not been determined, all of the patients reported recent use of e-cigarettes or vaping. Those deaths have been confirmed in 7 states, 2 in California, 1 each in Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and Oregon. The CDC is urging people to refrain from using e-cigarettes and to contact their doctor if they've experienced symptoms like shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, fever, or weight loss. Here in Mobile, officials confirmed that 3 young adults, ages 17 to 20, have been hospitalized with these vaping-related illnesses. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night, then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Attention Mobile. Grand opening, final phase, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. 9 acres subdivided into 3 estate-sized lots, 3 acres, 300 feet dockable waterfront, 10 minutes from Mobile, starting at only $129.9. Paved, curbed roads, and underground utilities. As an added bonus, the owners are closing out the remaining waterfront properties in phase 1. Deeply discounted prices up to $15,000 off. Again, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. Imagine owning 100 feet of dockable waterfront property from $59.9. Only a few lots remain, so call for an early appointment. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Definitely beats working in the backyard. 100 feet dockable waterfront from $59.9. 3-acre estate-sized lots, 300 feet dockable waterfront from $129.9. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama.
Changing lives one drop at a time.
Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
Tulane wins a thriller over Houston. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. hits a milestone home run. I got your full SEC schedule for tomorrow. It's 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans 20-7. Jaguars rookie quarterback Gardner Minshew picked up his first win in the league. The sixth-round pick from Washington State threw two touchdowns and hit 20 of 30 passes for 204 yards. Here's his second of the night, a 22-yard pass dropped on a dime to former LSU Tiger DJ Chark.
Here's one for the end zone. Chark, he's got it! Touchdown, what a throw!
The Jaguars' defense got after Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota, sacking him 9 times. Tackle Calais Campbell led the team with 3. Mariota's now been sacked 17 times through the Titans' first 3 games, the most a single quarterback has been sacked through Week 3 since 2002. The Titans will have 10 days to regroup after losing 2 in a row. They play at Atlanta next Sunday, while the Jags, after getting their first win of the season, will play at Denver. In college football last night, the Tulane Green Wave won an entertaining game over Houston, 38-31. The Cougars tied the game at 31 with 21 seconds to play, and Tulane appeared to be content to go to overtime by lining up to kneel the ball. Instead, they ran a perfect fake, and Amari Jones ran for 18 yards to get Tulane within striking distance. One play later, the Green Wave took the lead on a 53-yard touchdown from receiver Jalen McCluskey with 3 seconds to play.
Eight back in coverage for Houston. McMillan launches down the middle for McCluskey.
The announcer sounds like they're on a water ride at Disney World there. Tulane was behind 28-7 in the second quarter before the big rally. They're now 3-1 with a bye week upcoming, followed by a game in West Point against Army. Don't forget to get your selections in for Week 4 of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Right now we got a 3-way tie for first place. Rob Dog, Kyle, and Florida Man. I'm scared of Florida Man. They're tied for the lead with 22 out of 30 games picked correctly. Sean and I are tied 3 games behind the leader. Can't speak for you with the team High Step and Turkeys, mm-hmm. but I know Team Beach House Bobby ready to make a move this weekend on the leaderboard.
Oh, yeah. I think this is when I move in for the kill. This is when I'm right within striking distance, mm-hmm. like the Cobra here.
Man. Well, there's plenty of good games to pick and choose and watch from tomorrow. Here's the lineup of SEC games. Got 4 at 11 a.m. with number 2 Alabama hosting Southern Miss. Vanderbilt hosts number 4 ranked LSU. The Tigers traveling well to Nashville from what I hear. Number 9 ranked Florida hosts Tennessee, and Ole Miss hosts number 23 California. All those games at 11. Then at 2:30, a huge game with the number 8 ranked Auburn Tigers playing at number 17 Texas A&M. That game kicks at 2:30. You can hear the pregame show right here on FM Talk 106.5 beginning at 11:30. Then at 3 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts Kentucky and Missouri hosts South Carolina. At 6:30, Arkansas hosts San Jose State. And at 7 o'clock, a top 10 matchup with number 3 Georgia hosting number 7 Notre Dame. South heads up to Birmingham to play at UAB tomorrow afternoon. That game kicks off at 2:30. You can hear it on the, or you can watch it on the NFL Network. It's strange. So South playing on the NFL Network tomorrow if you're looking for that game. In baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4. Braves superstar Ronald Acuna Jr. hit an absolute bomb over the left field wall in the third inning, becoming the second youngest player in league history to hit 40 home runs in a season.
Or do that.
Hammer deep left. And Acuna has Goddard. Number 40. A mammoth home run to make it 2-0.
Acuna needs three stolen bases in the Braves' final eight games to become the fifth player in Major League history to join the 40-40 club. He would also be the youngest. And in another game, the St. Louis Cardinals gave up a three-run lead to the Chicago Cubs in the ninth inning, but they were saved by a 10th-inning home run from Matt Carpenter, and the Cardinals beat the Cubs 5-4.
With one out, he delivers to Matt Carpenter, and he strokes a high fly ball to deep center field. Matt Carpenter hits it out of here to put the Cardinals back in front.
The Cardinals lead the NL Central by three games. The Cubs now one game back from the NL's second wild card spot. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Plenty of TVs to watch the games tomorrow and Sunday. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Power Out at Theodore Dawes Road between Old Pass Cagoula and I-10. They're still replacing a power pole in the area, so be careful. A lot of intersections without lights. Cottage Hill and Bel Air Boulevard is another one without lights. Dawes Road just south of Cottage Hill is the latest accident with injuries. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us every Wednesday for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Build your own salad for just 50 cents an ounce from 11 to 1:30 every Wednesday. And I'm Kane with your F and Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and a high in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. And that means it's time to check in with our buddy Alec Naiman and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. Are you floating over there? Are you sunshining? What's going on?
Water has receded, and things are getting back to normal out there. And you may be a happy man because you have a recipe for salmon, but I don't know what makes it firecracker-grilled Alaskan salmon.
Well, here you go now. You know, this the firecracker is all about the sauce or the marinade.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay. Firecracker.
You can do it with chicken. You can do it with all kind of stuff. So it doesn't have to just be, and it can be any fish for that matter. But I tell you what I do with it. I take and I make some soy sauce and some balsamic vinegar and some brown sugar and some grated ginger and some minced garlic and some chopped green onions. And I hit it with a whole bunch of red chili flakes, you know, a whole bunch. And then I put a tad of sesame oil in my marinade. Then I whip it all together. And then I pour it all over the salmon, or in this case the salmon, but you can do it over the chicken. I let it marinate for a while, you know. And then when I get ready to cook the salmon or whatever, whether I'm grilling it or whether I'm going to pan sear it, you know, you just want to sear it really good. And that brown sugar just caramelizes all over the outside of the fish, and it's so good. I mean, it's a sweet and savory kind of flavor, but it's got a little Asian twist to it. It's really, really good. So I call that my firecracker grilled salmon. How you like that?
I like it a lot. A big fan. Even bigger fan of having you and the crew prepare that or the other hundreds of recipes y'all got for us so we can just pick them up.
Hey, man, listen, I love that kind of stuff. Hey, you know, we got a bunch going on this weekend. You know, my Jags are going to be up at UAB. It's not far from here. Anybody's going to make the travel. But, you know, you got the hunting and fishing show out at the grounds, man. I know you're probably going to go by there and check it out.
Hey, we're doing a live show. Please come by and visit. A live show, special outdoor show starting at 10 tomorrow from the grounds.
I knew you'd be there, man. I knew you were the kind of guy that would hang out there. All right, so that's good. So go see my friends over at the ground. And listen, the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group, they're working on doing something with the Hank Aaron Stadium, and they're going to start their Thriller Night of Light show on October the 4th at Hank Aaron Stadium. They'll have a nice Halloween show, then they'll have a Thanksgiving and Christmas lights and all that, and you just drive through the stuff. It's really cool. So go out and support my guys at the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group, too. And if you want something to eat, you want me to cook for you, you want something for this weekend, call me at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namescatering.com and make sure you give us some likes on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Deal. You got a deal. I'll see you tomorrow, Allie.
All right, man. You have a great one, guys, and go, Jack.
There he is, folks. What's cooking with Alec Naiman, Friday style here at FM Talk 106.5. Yep. Start at 10 tomorrow. Special on-location, multi-hour version of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. It means the 7 o'clock show will be a repeat because I'm to put it in parlance of my kinfolk, I ain't doing 3 hours of it tomorrow. I'm going to do 2 hours.
You going to have any giveaways?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the boat keychain.
Yeah.
Details on the way.